Well, good morning. 7:38 a.m. here on a partly cloudy, mostly sunny day east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. On the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. I'm having a little bit of trouble with that. I can't seem to keep my brain engaged for some reason. Kind of wondering why. Anyway, yeah, 7:38, I'm about an hour late this morning. I was all set to go out at a few minutes past 6 when I realized that the bread I had taken out of the refrigerator at 5 was, in fact, very much in need of going into the oven ASA, as they say, P. So, yeah, I had to, I punched the buttons, made the oven hot, put the bread in, had my breakfast, read a little bit, tried to keep track of the timing. Came out good. I'm very pleased with the result. I wait to see what happens on the inside. Apparently I used a little bit too much yeast. The refrigerator rise, which is usually pretty modest, was actually quite a lot. And the yeast woke up very fast this morning, putting out a lot of gas very early, even though the dough was still very cold. The pans were still icy to the touch when I put them in the oven. And I'm sure that's not going to make a very good side and bottom crust on the loaf, but top is beautiful. Top is lovely. Walnut brown. So I had to wait, and I was actually on the fence of whether or not it was too late to walk. Sun is up way high. But, on the plus side, 66, 68 outside my back door, official temp 62, a little bit of a breeze blowing. And it's a pretty consistent breeze, so it's quite cooling. It feels really good. And as long as I stay in the shade, shouldn't be too bad. I've walked in worse, so while the last few minutes of the bread baking was going on, I put my boots on and got ready to go as soon as the bread came out of the oven. So it's sitting on the counter cooling now, and it looks pretty good. I'm pleased. I made a note that 3 grams of yeast is probably too much. 2 grams seem to work pretty well. The problem, of course, is that I'm not sure how accurate this scale is, whether or not it's actually measuring a difference between 2 grams and 3 grams, and how accurately it's measuring that distinction. So, we'll see. You know, the difference between 500 grams and 501 grams or 499 grams is pretty small on a percentage basis. The difference between 2 and 3 is pretty big. So I woke up not quite as headachy and congested feeling as I have the last couple of days, which I'm taking as a good sign. I was beginning to wonder if I had managed to find COVID at the ENT office the other day. although differentiating between what I might have picked up unmasked in a closed room with only the doctor. And what I might have picked up masked in the acre of Petri dish that is the grocery store. Good question. So, probably not COVID. Some mare's tails up there, sweeping the sky. Oh. And looks like glass quarter moon. Dove hooting of a storm. There's an airplane up there somewhere. Another NPC this morning. I've seen that one before. Haven't seen her before. That one sounds kind of odd. Yawn. I can't. I'm sorry. I had a good night's sleep. Slept until 5. I was asleep by 10, was up at 5. What is that? 7 hours. That's a pretty good night's sleep for me. The fact that I did not get up in crippling pain after 7 hours in bed is a good sign. I'm still reading. God help me, I'm still reading Skylar Ramirez. Dumb Luck and Dead Heroes. I'm honestly not sure why. Other than inertia is dragging me forward. I mean, there's a new Jerry Boyd out. I could be reading Jerry Boyd. I got several samples sitting there waiting for me to reject them. And yet there's something about these books that just keeps dragging me back. They're fun. They're very much in the vein of daring do military science fiction Rage Against the Machine, blah, 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 blah. It's well-trodden ground. There's nothing Ramirez is doing differently here. That's just a fun read. Very light, quite fluffy. Main character is there are two main characters. There's Brad and Jessica, and yeah, if those names sound kind of Rocky Horror Picture Show to you, they certainly sounded to me. There's the obligatory Man Mountain gunnery sergeant, ex-marine. There's the squirrely tech guy who dabbles in makeup and fashion, who's apparently a pretty dab hand at sewing, which is kind of fun. He might be the most interesting. And your usual group of corrupt politicians and organized crime bosses and the obligatory, we have to be at war with somebody for this story to even start. But very little of it has to do with the war other than preventing it from boiling over and becoming more than a Cold War. Which I suppose is an interesting take on it. There's still a lot of ships blowing up and missile fire and laser duels and the occasional boarding action. So, yeah, there's a whole lot of more of the same. There's no question there. And yet, I keep reading it. It's pretty well done. Come on, fun. Get ready, set with me. Monk Post. Across the street and walk in the shade here. The sun is up high enough that my usual northern route heading east, the sidewalk on the north side of the street is getting full sun for pretty much its whole length. All of it that I can see, so let me walk in the shade. I am warm. It's not terrible. But I am warm and I will be quite chilled when I go back into the house. This morning's reading on 365 Tao was disappointing. It smacked of victim blaming. It smacked of don't know, privilege. I don't know. Just, it set me off. Like, everything that's wrong is because of your choices. No. I didn't choose my parents. My adopted sister did not choose even her parents. I chose her. I didn't choose to grow up in rural blue-collar poverty. But even in that strict assessment of the reality of the moment, we weren't desperate. We weren't as low as we could have been. There were many people who are much worse off than we were. And yeah, my father made some pretty good choices. He did. He did right by us. Much as he could. So being white male, I started with a lot of privilege just from the get-go. Poverty was a stumbling block for sure. But trading that existence for the military and the Coast Guard was certainly a step up. I mean, a lot of people were like, oh my God. Some people in the military are poor, they're broke, they're struggling to get by. Yeah, they are. But I was struggling to get by before I went in the military. Or my family was. I was about to inherit that struggle. The draft, breathing down my neck, certainly contributed to the problem, exacerbated the issue, but the idea that all of our problems are due to our choices, just, no, not, for some people, yes. Some problems, yes. Some choices are truly choices. Some choices are circumstances. Being whiter than Wonder Bread certainly gave me some advantages that other people didn't have. Being the eldest son of an elder son of an old New England family, even though we were all fishermen and dirt scrabblers from the get-go, still imbues a certain privilege. I was very lucky. I didn't choose to be very lucky. I made some really horrible choices. Some of which still wake me up in the morning, in the middle of the night. God, did I do that? I did. Yes, I did. I survived. I didn't get caught. Dodged so many metaphorical bullets, it's ridiculous. And not because of any, well, some of them were because of privilege, but most of them were just dumb freaking luck. So the morning reading, which is usually a great source of inspiration for me, was a great source of disappointment today. And I'm seeing more and more signs that, man, people are just such people all the goddamn time. This thing would be a whole lot easier if it weren't for the people. Honest to Pete. Don't get me started. I need to go back and smell my fresh bread. Finish the daily routine, which has been so rudely interrupted by bed breaking. Yeah, there's no bed breaking going on in this house. Bread baking. I still have to write the morning haiku. I did put in the morning post. I did write my journal. I did my push-ups. I did my squats. I've had some food. You know, on a scale of things, life is pretty good. I can't complain. I never actually envisioned living until I was 71 years old. Broadcast it to the world. Guy sitting in a car smoking a cigarette. His phone on speaker, the window's open. Car is idling. Why is the car idling? The window's open, it can't have the air conditioning on. If he has the air conditioning on, it's kind of a waste. Oh my God. Anyway. One of those mornings, it's like, I'm unsettled. I'm unsettled. I may need to go kill something to settle myself down. Fallout 4 is still eating my brain. I've continued my quest to outfit all of my provisioners with miniguns and decent armor. Make sure my settlers have the means to protect themselves in case I don't get to them in time. Lately, I've just been showing up as the last attacker has died. And then they thank me for help. Well, I wasn't much help, dude, but you're certainly welcome for what little I gave you. But I made it. I'm here, I'm back, I'm at the back gate. It's after 8 o'clock, but at least I'm not starting after 8 o'clock. And, oh yeah, by the way, 5,000 miles. I think this is episode 2,500, which means I've walked 5,000 miles. And talked to you for 2,500 of it. Not bad. Not bad. Here's to the next 5,000. But in the meantime, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.